Flowers always make people feel better. Flowers always make people feel happier. And flowers always make people feel more helpful. They are sunshine. They are food and medicine to the soul. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California. And it's a beautiful day to share with you this instant inspiration. Flowers always make people feel better, happier, and more helpful. They are sunshine, food, and medicine to the soul, said famed agrarian Luther Burbank. Luther Burbank, I believe, was so interested in flowers and so forth that he wrote a book and a number of books on it. And one of the books, he talked about a little girl who was walking out the back door and walked on top of the flowers. Mm-hmm. Without crushing the flowers. And that always intrigued me. Sounded like a great idea. I think we should all be able to practice that. But he says here, flowers always make people feel better, happier, and more helpful. Now, how would flowers do that? Flowers do that because flowers are maybe a grade up from a puppy dog. Mm-hmm. A puppy dog, you smile at him and he wiggles his tail and he lets you pet him and you feel better when you do that. People who are in hospitals, they do that. They pet animals, they're brought to them and they just all of a sudden take on a new life and they begin to want to live. And that's a wonderful thing. That's a wonderful thing. Flowers are the sunshine for the people. They make them feel better, happier, and more helpful. And little puppy dogs, however, you have to pet them. Flowers just radiate their love and their beauty and their goodness and their fragrance, whether you pet them or not, whether you water them or not. And then they just die in the vase there, and they don't get angry at you. And you don't think that you're terrible for not keeping water in there. You just say, well, that's the way it is, you know. Now, if you didn't water your puppy and he died of thirst, you would feel quite unhappy about it. So you see, there's a slight difference, quite a good difference between animals and flowers. Now, truly, we should have the same love and respect that we do for animals, for flowers. We should take care of our flowers. We should trim off their stems as they're in the water bowl and trim them off on a slant and throw an aspirin in there to give them a little longer life, a little more snap as their days go on. Some flowers can last exceedingly long times in a vase when they're properly tended. And, of course, put fresh water in every day. Because they do drink up the water and they seem to have some sort of a fluid about them that they leave when they're done. Flowers are quite wonderful. I know I've been in many hospitals where people had flowers and they always seemed to be perky. And then where people didn't have flowers, they weren't so perky. Now, why weren't they so perky? They weren't so perky because flowers indicated somebody cared about them. Flowers indicated someone did. Now, my sister May was in the hospital, and my sister Marie from Wilmington, Delaware, across the United States, clear across the continent, would send her flowers quite often. And then my niece, May's daughter, would order flowers for her now and then. But she said to me one time, she can't see them. I said, that's not the point. She knows they're there. She can smell them, but she hasn't got a good smeller. She knows. She says, well, I guess that's why I just keep doing it. And she keeps bringing her flowers, and that was quite lovely. You walk into other cells, other rooms in the hospital, and people don't have flowers, and the people just sort of vegetate and get ready to pass along. Whereas people who do have flowers, they feel like waking up. They feel like on top of the world. They feel like somebody cares. And because somebody cares, they're going to care for themselves a little bit. And that's quite a wonderful thing when you can do that. Flowers are the sunshine. They do absorb the sunshine. And like with Irene, we probably should read Irene's article one of these times, because she wrote such a beautiful article, we'll be putting the gist soon, on her visit with her patients. We call them friends, and professional medical people call them patients or clients. And her clients, the tasks that she has been given, wisely so, are the ones who are ready either to move on or to stay. They're at a point of decision, a point of making a decision whether to go or stay. And many of them are ready to go. But their family love them so much, that love is such a great magnet, it just seems to hold them here. And the family doesn't realize, even in age and even when it's time to go, it's up to us, the family, whoever we may be, to say, well, Mom, Pop, whoever you are, you know, I love you so much, I'd like to keep you forever. But I know if you want to go, you go ahead, but I'll miss you. I love you. And you see, then they have permission. They have permission. Like my mother said to me, she says, Herb, let me go. I said, Mom, I'm not holding on. Yes, you are. They know. They know. So I said, okay, Mom, go. And boop, she went. Just like that, right that instant. I mean, she really was held down by me, and I didn't even know I was doing it. I loved her so much, of course, as we do love our parents, and we do love those dear to us. But I didn't realize my love was such a possession, such a holding possession. But it is oftentimes far more than we realize that. And so it's important for us to be like the sun. It's the food and medicine of the soul. It just sort of shines on us. It makes us feel alive and alert, and also gives us permission to do what we want to do, because the sun hides behind the earth every evening. And then comes sneaking out in the morning and says, ha ha, here I am again, you know? And all the world wakes up and says, oh boy, another wonderful day. Another day to play, day, play. You know, it's another day to say wonderful things. Yes. Yes, flowers are certainly something. And the thing that I had always remembered flowers for when I was a child were funerals. I didn't go to that many of them, but they were impressive. And one was a young friend of the family, and Doug Myers' younger brother, and he died of tuberculosis. And he went in to his coffin, you know, and we went to see him at the funeral parlor and say goodbye to him. We didn't get to know him too much because he had been with TB for quite a while. And so there he was. He looked just like he should have gotten up and gotten out of there, you know. I mean, what are you laying there for? Come on, you look whole and perfect. You look healthy. Well, that's what he was, whole and perfect and healthy. But his body didn't act the way he wanted it to act. So he decided to trade it in. He had a new model. Now, what dimension is he going to? How many dimensions is he on? What's his plan? What's his purpose? Well, that's his business. And it's fortunate that we don't know. Because if we were Mama and Papa, we'd probably follow him there. And say, son, how are you doing there in the new program, you know? And like this cartoons that your aunt sent you from Bob Hope. Oh. You know, and these cartoons, he's up in heaven. And who's there to greet him? Bing Crosby. And the road into heaven is in front of him. They said, come on, Bob, we've got another road to run. As Road to Morocco and all those special movies that they had. And then he's standing in front of the, with wings on his shoulders, he's standing in front of the whole vast audience of army people, like he did so often. And one of the guys says to one of the girls next to him, he says, he was really good in Nam, Vietnam, yeah. And it's a lovely thing. It's a lovely thing that people can look at. See, he was born in 1903 and he died in 2003. So just 100 years old. He did wonderful things. He did wonderful things, and what he did basically was always being himself. The articles I read about him in Saturday Evening Post were quite comprehensive insofar as he really worked hard. He really worked hard. He made everything as perfect as he could. And he would have writers, as he naturally had to have for all the jokes that he had, but he had a sharp mind. And then some of the writers would come up with things that bombed. You know, they didn't go across very well. And he would have to go over it and go over it and go over it until he got things. And then he would take them. And the ones he didn't use, he took home. and he put them in a vault in his home. He had a big vault, like a big bank vault, where he kept all these jokes that he hadn't had a chance to use for the day that he might use them. You know. And so then when he went to heaven, he took the vault along. No, the vault is still there. I'm sure that his family will probably open the vault, but it won't be the same. And it'll be whoever gives a joke that makes the joke. And even writing about Bob Hope's jokes don't make it. You see, the sunshine has to come through and sparkle on the flowers by itself and initiate that sort of thing. And there'll never be another Bob Hope, which there'll never be another Sylvia or Ingeborg or Ellen or Herb. There'll never be another Butner Love, because each one of us is a unique expression of our own individuality. And the sunshine of our heart shines out in a different way, each one of us. And we look at some of the great philosophers of all time, and we think, well, now they're all saying the same thing, but quite differently, quite differently. And that's the charm of it. That's the charm of it. Many Zen masters, they read the teachings of Jesus, and they say, yep, that's what we teach. That's what we teach. Just another approach to it, another way of looking at it. So think about yourself as the sunshine. Flowers always make people better, happier, and more helpful. They are the sunshine, food and medicine to the soul. It's a wonderful thing. And each one of us can have the wonderful thing coming in and through us if we will just be ourselves and have fun. And if you try to tell Bob Hope's joke, it'll fall flat. If he tells it, they're laughing and rolling in the aisles. Be yourself and have fun. I love you. I love you. I love you.